We sort of fell into it a little bit, really. We'd help look after some children, sort of babysitting and whatever. And it was a throwaway comment that a social worker made many years ago that sort of lodged in my wife's head. And we approached Kirk Lees some 21 years ago, and it sort of stemmed from there.
Because before this, were you pub landlords before that?
We were, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we ran a pub for 4 years.
So is there a lot of difference between taking care of a rowdy pub and taking care of a load of kids?
Sometimes not, no.
I'd imagine not. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, maybe thought about getting involved with fostering and taking care of kids. And it's an incredibly rewarding, but I'd imagine at the same time, stressful and challenging thing to do.
It can be very challenging sometimes, yeah. I mean, there's up and downs on both sides. There's real positives. There's the challenges of some behaviours. There's the challenges of letting the kids go after you've looked after them for a couple of years or 18 months, because some of them can go on for some time. So that can be very challenging. But it's an enjoyable job, even if it's very testing at times.
I'd imagine that is probably the hardest thing, isn't it? Because you get, I would imagine, get emotionally attached to quite a few of these kids.
Oh, you do. I mean, a lot of people say to us, I couldn't let them go. But obviously, you have to let them go. And, you know, we've taken children in from birth that have left us at 2, 2.5. And you obviously, the whole family's very attached to them. And that is a difficult thing to do. And I can't say you ever get used to doing it, because you're only human beings at the end of the day, and you've got feelings. But, you know, you tend to sort of, right, we'll get on to the next one and work away at that, really.
How many kids have you fostered over the last 20 years?
I couldn't tell you exactly, but it's certainly over 50.
Wow. Okay. So that's quite a few, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, some of them only for a very short time, but longest, which is still ongoing, is 13 years. So, you know, we long-term foster, as well as do short-term and emergency as well.
Right, I see. And does it work well with your own sort of family life? Because I think a lot of people who may be thinking about fostering are sort of maybe wondering how it sort of fits in with their own family.
Yeah, when we started, our children were very young. Between 1 and 7 were our children. I mean, they're all grown up now. But, it worked quite well. We only took one child initially and moved on to more children later on as our children grew up. You tend to be very careful who you place at what age compared to your other children, other placements, because there can be challenges between same age groups. But you work through that with your social worker, etc.
Yeah. So it's something that you would recommend if people are having a think about this, something you would recommend. But I would imagine it's not something you should just sort of like jump into.
No, certainly not. I mean, I would recommend anybody to certainly look into it, because there is a lot of people say to us, oh, I've often thought about doing that, but I've not done anything about it. But the Kirklees have as most authorities have, they have a team that talk you through it, come and have a chat with you. And it's a 6-month process, so you're not exactly rushing into it, and you can pull out at any time throughout that period. So there's no rushing into it, and they will go through all the pitfalls as well as the positives as well.
Yeah, exactly. You can find out more at thekfn.co.uk, which is the Kirklees Fostering Network. Gary Dennison, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
You're welcome.